just finding out the way I feel for you.
I like the girls that do drugs. Girls with cigarettes in the back of the club. Girls that hate cops and backers. Girls with no buns. Girls that's mean just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to. That's what's up. I like tall girls, small girls, girls with. Call girls, girls who get naked on the grill. They say I'm too horny, and wanna put me in a cage. I'll probably put a hole in the wall that got before made. I like girls who pregnant, girls who give it up for land, girls who so kinky that they bang. I like the girls that do drugs, girls with cigarettes in the back of the club, girls that hate cops and bikers. Cause it's me, just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I love girls who like to.
That's what's up.
Yeah. I like it cause it's too tough. I like the girls who like to lie. That they girls who on the train. Girls who got so much hair. Like the girls that do drugs, girls with cigarettes in the back of the club, girls that hate cops and bikers, girls with no buns, girls with me, just for fun. I like girls who make love, but I like girls who like to.
That's what's up.
Hey y'all, and welcome to episode 11 of Bainers. Again, I always say this, but if you don't know me, I'm your host Claire. You're a little late to the party. But that is fine. Y'all just heard Girls by the Dare. I know I play him a lot, but like Coachella just happened. And I obviously want to talk about that a lot. I didn't go, but I watched bits and parts of the live stream. Unfortunately, his set was 2 a.m. our time. I was not staying up for that. My sister did. Girl crazy. But I was proud of him. He didn't try and crowd surf this time. He learned from last time's mistakes after he fell, in case you didn't hear me talking about that last week. That is still the funniest video on the internet, like, in my opinion. Anyways, I've been obsessed with that song, and I just found out that there's a clean version of that whole album, so I didn't need to be doing all of my witchcraft on the mixing board this whole time when I was playing him, because it was already there for me. So now I can finally play this song. Also, they're playing it at the Starbucks over there a few days ago, and I was like, I didn't know Starbucks was, like, going to the raves. Like, okay, Starbucks, I see you. Anyways, like I said, I do want to talk to you more about Coachella, but I will save that for later. I'll definitely be playing some artists that played at Coachella so I can talk about that a little bit. Obviously, I got some more music for you coming up. So be patient, but also be excited, and I'll talk to you guys again soon.
It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl,
girl, girl,
girl, girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl,
girl, girl,
girl, girl. How do you feel being a girl?
Girl, girl, girl.
How do you feel being a girl,
girl, girl?
When I don't know, I'm just a girl,
girl, girl, girl.
Yeah, I don't know if you like me. Sometimes I think you might hate me. Sometimes I think I might hate you. Maybe you just wanna be me. You always say let's go out, so we go eat at a restaurant. Sometimes it feels a bit awkward, cause we don't have much in common. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. We talk about making music, but I don't know if it's honest. Can't tell if you wanna see me falling over and failing, and you can't tell what you're feeling. I think I know how you feel.
It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl,
girl, girl,
girl,
girl.
when I woke up to your voice. Now you tell me how you've been feeling. Let's work it out on the remix. You always say let's go out, but then I cancel last minute. I was so lost in my head and scared to be in the pictures. 'Cause for the last couple years I've been at war in my body. I tried to starve myself thinner and then I gained all the weight back. I was trapped in the hatred and your life seemed so awesome. I never thought for a second my voice was in your head. When I was 10, someone said that, and it's just self-defense until you're building a weapon. She believed my protection, and now I totally get it. Forgot that inside that icon, there's still a young girl from Essex. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. It's you and me on the coin, the industry loves to spend. And when we put this to bed, the internet will go crazy. I'm glad I know how you feel, 'cause I ride for you, child. Girl, it's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. Girl, 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 girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. Girl, 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 girl. How do you feel being a girl? How do you feel being a girl? Girl, man, I don't know, I'm just a girl. Girl, 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 girl.
Once again.
And with that, we're right back at it. Hope y'all didn't miss me too much, but I'm honestly really proud of that run of songs. Not to flex or sound cocky or anything, but like why I low-key ate. Anyways, I started that off with the very iconic Girl So Confusing remix by Charlie XCX featuring Lorde. I don't care that it's been almost over a year. I'm still not over like the look, let's work it out on the remix. Eight. And I was so gagged when she brought out Lorde. Like I quite literally screamed very loud. And my parents weren't too happy, but well, my dad, but he just didn't get it. Cause I was like, you know how Lorde's like so private, like she doesn't do anything. She literally was so real. She looked like she like rolled out of bed and just got on stage, but she still looked literally perfect. And I was like, yes. And then when they did like, they did the little diva walk down the runway and I was like, ah! Like I have no words. Charlie should have been a headliner. People are getting mad at her on Twitter. I saw because she was wearing a sash at her after party at her house that said Miss should have been a headliner. And she's not saying that someone else shouldn't have been. Obviously, she's saying she should have and she's right. And she showed Coachella who was boss. She brought out Lorde. She brought out Troy. When she brought out Troy, I was like, ah. And Timmy was in the audience, Timothée Chalamet. And if you've seen the SNL thing where he pretends to be Troy Sivan, Troy spotted him in the audience and was like, oh, twin. So funny. And of course, I can't forget that Charlie brought out Billy. The scream I screamed, I knew it was coming. She was teasing it on her Instagram story, but I still got so excited. Billy Cello residency, year 5. That's crazy. Queen never fails us. She would never let us down. They ate. I was hoping maybe like they would do like Birds of a Feather and Charlie would sing with her or something or another song. But small victories, I take what I can. That performance was absolutely insane. Miss Charlie commanded that massive stage all by herself. No backup dancers, no band, nothing. It was just her. Plus the guests, she owned it. The crowd was lame. She deserved a better crowd, point blank period. Anyways, next, on the topic of Billie, I played NDA by Billie Eilish because I feel like that's kind of like, not reheating Brad's nachos, but it's like she used the same recipe. And it's, again, one of my favorites of hers. I've been loving this song for a very long time. I remember when everyone was hating on it back in 2021. And I was like, y'all just don't get it. Like, and now everyone likes it. I'm like, guys, Billie, please never take it off the set list. Never. Do not listen to the haters. I'm number one NDA fan. Anyways, after that, I played Forever by Shy Girl and the Empress of... And I love that song. I found Shy Girl through the 365 remix, obviously. I feel like most of us on the internet did. And she's so cool. She really is just like, she just feels like Charlie's like little sister almost. And again, just like really good if you like rave club music, but not like overwhelming rave club music. And it's still good and it has nice sustenance to it. Like same boat as A.G. Cook. I know he is technically Charlie's producer, but like, again, just similar ilk. It's because they all are kind of part of the same like little social circle and stuff. So I guess like the mingling, the music tastes are similar. Then I played Princess Going Digital by Amaray, who I saw open for Sabrina Carpenter back in October. And when this song came on, I lost my mind. I was going crazy. No one in my section knew the song. And everyone probably thought I was like going insane or something. But like, it's just like so good. And like, it went crazy live because she did like a remix. The drums were going at it. I was like, yes, diva. Please go check her out. Genuinely, she is awesome. Angels in Tibet is also a really good song. Then to finish things off, I played Am I Your Girl, but the dance version because it just came out by Peach Pit. Canadian baddies, we love to see it. And because it was a dance version, I was like, why don't I just put it in with all the club songs, you know? They're basically Charlie XCX at this point. They're basically there. They're basically Brat. You know, the album cover is red. We got some yellow on there. Instead of Brat green, it's like Peach Pit yellow. Peach Pit peach. Guys, we need to start that. Whose summer is it going to be this year? Because it was Brat Girl summer last year. Like, Lorde. Because she's teasing the new music, maybe. I don't know. You know what? I will give you guys my predictions closer too. But for now, I've got a lot more music coming your way, so I will talk to you guys again later. See y'all.
Red eye, last minute flight. I get in early, I was roused by the light. Back in the city, no longer my home, trying to let it go. I take a walk in Hollywood. My old apartment isn't looking too good. Then there's a lyric that in context stings. The immediate pain it brings. That song that you used to sing.
She
Okay, y'all, sick. We are back. Some awesome stuff I just played for you. We started off with Delete Ya by Joe. I found out it's not DJO. It's Joe. Because thank you, Coachella Banner, for teaching me. But that was a really humbling moment for me. So I guess it's like, what's that one country called? I'm going to say it wrong. Wait, Djibouti. There's that one country in Africa. I think that's what it's called. I definitely butchered it. But it's like that. It's like Djibouti and like Joe. They're like sisters or whatever. Then after that, I played Immaterial Girl by Marcy. And oh my God, that's like, I don't know. That song's just tight. Like, oh my goodness. It goes hard. I'm like, it's like giving 70s vibes, a little bit of almost like the retro K-pop fad of like 2020, like bringing me back to my roots. It's super cool. Then after that, I played Choke Enough by, it's either going to be OK Lu or OK Lu. I don't know how to say it, but what I do know is that the new Billie Eilish British Vogue magazine came out and she was interviewed and she was asked the question of what is inspiring her to make music, and she name dropped this artist. So I decided, as I would, to go on Spotify, give her most recent album a listen, and wow. Oh my gosh, I don't know where this girl came from. She's coming out of absolute left field. I think she's from France, actually. But it's just awesome. Like, the music is sick. Please go give it a listen. It's like lo-fi Shy Girl vibes. And I just played Shy Girl for you earlier, so if you like that, you will like the rest of that album. Then after that, I played You're On by Kixxie. As always, just love a good solid indie rock tune. And then finished off with Genius by Raven Lanae. You guys know I love her. You guys know I love Love Me Not. But I think this is a better song. And I think she also deserves her flowers. You know, Love Me Not's a queen, but I think they're both queens and they both deserve their crowns. Then after that, I'm going to play some more songs for you because we're not quite done. We're almost done, but we're going to start with Soft Spot by Keshi. He played at Coachella too. Awesome. I know he did a great job. So proud of this diva. I saw him back in March in 2022. And he's come such a long way. It's like crazy to think about. And then I'm going to play I'll Take It by Sophia Stelle, Dinner by Adam Clovey, and it's always going to finish off with one of my favorite songs of all time. This time it is Beautiful Things by Sarah Kinsley, aka one of the saddest songs I have ever heard in my entire life. Oh my God. This came on autoplay. I was studying for econ the other day and I felt like I had been run over by a truck, and then I was run over by a bus, and then a plane had landed, and then that also ran me over, and then I was sent into the ocean, and then I was caught in the propeller of a ferry, and then I was scooped up in a net by a fish. That thing's a deep song. Anyways, that's all you'll be hearing from me for tonight. Hopefully we'll have another show next week. I'm gonna see how busy I am. We're gonna see how everything turns out, but either way, please take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you again soon.
I hate to Took a long drive. She parked by the pine. She said she never cries, but there's a tear in her eye. Now the road's getting wide. She looks to the sky. She says she's doing fine, but she's dying inside. She said from a hand to a toe, I wish I was thinner. And I in the day, yeah, I guess I'll skip dinner. Now it's cold and I froze. Maybe that's just winter. But if God only knows, does that make me a sinner? Feeling the time you by. Were we young? Were we dumb? Were we just too blind? And all those signs we could not fight left us bad and broken and out of our mind. I gotta
forgot the sound of the rain as it falls on my skin.
Attention Queen's University community, get ready to celebrate the achievements of mature women students at Queen's. The Banri Foundation is hosting its annual Spring Celebration. Join us in Grant Hall on Saturday, April 26th at 2 p.m. for this free event. Doors open at 1:30 p.m. Visit the Banri Center's website, follow the Banri Center on Facebook or Instagram, or email brc@queensu.ca for more information. See you there.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.